We're about ready for kickoff. Now, when it arrived, you had an England shirt on. You've got changed. Was that peer pressure?
No. Split loyalties. I've been playing badminton, so I thought I'd wear an England shirt. And then come straight down from badminton and got changed and put the Ukrainian shirt on.
So this is your real allegiance for the night?
Oh, difficult one.
How do you feel about the game?
Can't see where the goals are coming from, but you never know. Denmark, Holland, Greece, Russia, Ukraine, England. Kind of history repeats itself. It's a tight tournament, and it seems like everybody's having a good go at it.
Young's control was excellent. Crosses in! Rooney heads wide! He should have headed in. That's a good ball forward. Malewski takes it up. Malewski slides it on. Edge of the penalty. Here's a chance. Shot! Hart saves!
There is the half-time whistle, and it's not been clever.
Right, it's half-time. It's goalless. Joe Kopranek, we've spoken to you throughout the tournament. You've been out there. What's your half-time assessment?
Well, I believe that Ukraine are easier and the better team at the moment. Unfortunately, just that final ball isn't quite good enough.
About 50 people in here. The mood's actually quite good. There's not too many nerves.
No, we're all very relaxed. Every time the Ukrainian team are attacking, there's a sense of excitement and almost a feeling of a goal that's not quite happened yet.
My name's Ivan Shumsky. I'm chairman of the Ukrainian Association of Ukrainians in Great Britain Derby branch. England are playing for the draw, and obviously Ukraine want to win, so they're definitely the better side at the moment.
Nice atmosphere in here tonight. You prefer watching it here to say the marketplace or the pub?
Yeah, because we're amongst our own people, at least here we've got English friends here as well that obviously support England, so.
I've dashed across Derby and arrived at the marketplace. Got to say, there's nowhere near 3,000 people here outside to watch the game on the big screen. I'm just in time for the second half. Let's see how England get on.
Gerrard battling down the right-hand side. In comes across towards Webber. Rooney scores at the far post. Wayne Rooney comes charging in. England lead 1-0. Malewski, who was very close to a goal, playing the ball into Devic. Out comes Joe Hart. Devic is there, and Hart's made a save. It's cleared off the line by England. They are appealing for the goal. The whole of the ball was way over the line.
It's full time. England are through to the quarterfinals. They've won the group as well, so they'll play Italy for a chance to get to the semis. The 400 or so people in the marketplace have definitely enjoyed their night. We've had chanting. We've even had Mexican waves at some points. Let's see what the people here thought of the night.
Yeah, it was all right. The goal went in, though, obviously, from Ukraine, so it was a bit of a bummer, but oh well. A dirty win's a win, isn't it, at the end of the day?
And what about watching it here? Did you come out especially?
Yeah, I think the atmosphere was pretty good. Very good atmosphere. They said they were expecting about 7,000 people, so I was a bit shocked when there was only about 500 turned up or whatever. But yeah, it was still a good atmosphere, yeah.
Fantastic, amazing game, yeah. Amazing atmosphere as well.
This is the place to be to watch England beat Ukraine tonight. Really good night. Came from Belper. All of 7 miles to watch it here.
Wasn't the best game, but the result's right, wasn't it, I suppose.
Did you come out specially to watch it here?
Yeah.
What did you make of the atmosphere?
It wasn't a bigger turnout as we thought it would be,
is it? Could have been a few more, couldn't
they? Yeah, we thought we'd be struggling to get a seat, but it's a result we were looking forward to,
Johnny. Yeah.